Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so much of a great blessing to be with you once again this morning, and I believe you're having a wonderful time enjoying the presence of the Lord in every single aspect of your life. Well, today I want to share some wonderful things with you that I believe will really help you to live a wonderful Christian life. A lot of people are born again. We have a lot of Christians around who claim that Christianity is a very difficult thing, you know. I remember one man told me that it's not a joke to be a Christian. It's very difficult. Well, it's very easy. I think it's a very easy thing. Because Christianity is a life. It's not a religion. It goes beyond religion. It's not a religion. It's a life. It's a life. The life of God that God has given to us, you know, to enjoy and to live. You know, there's a way to let that life become exciting. Some people don't see it to be an exciting life, you know, but it is an exciting life. And so I want to expose you to certain things that would really help you to see how wonderful a life that we have received, you know. And I want to talk about 10 benefits of speaking in tongues. 10 benefits of speaking in tongues, because tongue speaking helps you to really enjoy the life of God that is resident in our spirits. The power of God that is inside us, you know, when you read in the Bible, it makes us know that He has given us all the power of God. You see, the power of God is resident in our spirits, but you have to be able to access that power to be able to live a good Christian life. You don't need more power as a Christian. What you need is to use the power of God that is resident in your spirit. You know, and speaking in tongues helps us to take advantage of the power of God that is resident in our spirits. Paul told Timothy, he said to him, stir up the gifts and the callings of God in your spirit that I knew, you know, by virtue of the laying on of hands, the putting on of hands of the presbytery. There are some things resident in your spirit. God has given you all of himself. God is in you, you see. And you can enjoy God in you and enjoy the life of God that he has given to you through speaking in tongues. The Holy Spirit is there in your spirit. You can relate with them through speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. When you read the Bible lets us know. So for the next videos, I'm going to be sharing with you the benefits of speaking in tongues. I'm going to be sharing 10 different benefits of speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. And today I want us to look at Mark chapter 16. I'm reading from verse 15. The Bible says, and he said unto them, this is Jesus talking. He said unto them, go ye into all the earth, into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. You know, some people read this and say that baptism is very important. The fact that if you are not baptized, you will not be saved. We have to read the Bible very carefully. He said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. So he said, he that believeth not shall be damned. He didn't say, he that believeth not and is not baptized shall be damned. It's so important you get to know. You see, so your salvation is not dependent on water baptism. Even though water baptism is extremely important, it is not dependent on that. Water baptism lets you declare boldly what has happened in the spirit, what happened to you in the spirit when you died with Christ and you were raised with him. Because when they immerse into the water, it signifies you dying with Christ. When they bring you out of the water, it signifies you being resurrected with Christ. Hallelujah. But the major thing is to believe on the name of the Lord, of the Son of God. That is what is most important, you see. Then the next thing says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Verse 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. All those who have received Christ will have these signs following them. He says, in my name shall they cast out devils. Then the next thing that he says is that they shall speak with new tongues. They shall speak with new tongues. So tongues is a sign that you are born again, really. It's a sign that you have received the Holy Spirit. It's the initial evidence of the presence of the Holy Spirit in a man's life. You see, Paul mentions the fact that he speaks in tongues more than everybody. In 1 Corinthians 14:18, he says, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. I also speak in tongues a lot, and I know the benefits. That's what I want to share with you. You see, it's an initial sign, and you have to speak with tongues. And I pray for you that you receive the Holy Spirit today to be able to speak with tongues. If you read in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, the Bible says, and they were filled with all through the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. These are the disciples, the 120 disciples who were gathered in the upper room. When they received the Holy Spirit, they began to speak with tongues. You see, so speaking in tongues is so important. It's the initial evidence of the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. You see, it shouldn't be a one-time occurrence. You must continue. There's a continual infilling of the Spirit. And that continual infilling of the Spirit can be ensured through the speaking of tongues. The more you speak in tongues, the more you enjoy the presence of God in your life. The more you access the power of God that is resident in your spirit. The more your mind is opened to the realm of the Spirit. It's so important. Don't neglect it. If you know how to speak in tongues, I want you to start speaking in tongues today. If you've never received the Holy Spirit into your life, I pray for you right now that the Spirit of God will rest upon you, and that you receive the Holy Spirit and begin to speak with tongues right now, wherever you are. Whether you're on your bed or in your car, you can speak in tongues right now. Just open your mouth and the Holy Spirit will fill your mouth in Jesus' mighty name. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.